Getting ready for Yontif, Shavuos Tavshin Pin Gimel, Elohim Shabbat Nishmas Esther Tehila Basu Urgavil Pinchas. When it comes down to the Sarmah Kedoshim, really bring down to the Shavuos. Shavuos is not just a time of Matan Torah. Shavuos is a time for us to wake up. Rav Leibel Eger, and I think my friend Ashi Bloom tweeted this. Shavuos, the Medrash says, Vayotzei Moshe Sa'am Likras Elokim, Shayusheni Va'oyer Yimoyorin Moshe, Klaiso was sleeping. Says the Rebbe Leibel Eger, Tough Reish Talam at Vav. Be'emes Gam Hashena, Gam Beruchnius, Eina Biyad Ha'odim, Amatan Torah Ha'inikva Oz Lidayir Doros, V'nasa Oz Rishim Ladoros, Sheyuchal Ha'odim, this Oregon Meshenes, Tardumus Al-Laskar of the Torah. Says Rebbe Leibel, a peep shot, that Shavuos is a time to wake us up. We've been sleeping the entire year, Ani Hashena V'libi'er, says the Irmei Emes. Right, Rebbe Leibel Eger says, the Matan Torah, Shavuos every year, is the energy to wake us up. And then Emre Emes, who came around, I don't know, 50, 80, around 100 years later, not 100, maybe 80 years later after the Emre Emes. The Emre Emes comes after Rebbe Leibel, and Emre Emes comes to Zarte, it's also Shavuos. He tells us, Ani Yishen of Libi Air. I'm sleeping, but my heart's awake. Our first is Shavuos, that pasuk. We're up all night. Says Rebbe Leibel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into creation, that we wake up, or we're woken up on Shavuos. But what are we waking up to? The Svarim say it's a Yom Adin L'Ruchnius. It's a Yom Adin L'Ruchnius. This is a little bit of the Shlach Kaddish, the Heilige Shlach, in Masechet Shavuos, in Perek Nenresh Os Tes. Hayom HaKaddish Hazeh Chag HaShavuos Hu Yom Adina, the Dina. It's a Yom Din. It's a Yom Din. The Sefer Tolas Yaakov says, you know what's a Yom Din? Look at the mission of Rosh Hashanah. Tezayim Ba'aber Prokem Olam Nidon. There are four different types of the world that were Atzeres al Peres Ilan. Atzeres were judged on the Peres Ilan, on the fruits Peres Ilan. Says the Sefer Tolos Yaakov quoting that Mishnah and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah to Zayin. V'daki Kimosh Rosh Hashanah Rotzach Kadosh Baruch Hu Ashkiach L'Drosh Ma'aseh B'nei Adam. Just like Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks and reviews the actions of people. Kiyom Abriya Rishon V'Chidush Ha'Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the creation of the world and looks at our actions over the past year. Kein rots of yom atan toyer shu mora achidus ha'olam nashkich lidrosh amaisa oilam. Don't know peres ha'ilon. The Rebbeinu Shem looks at our past and he wants to look at his fruits. He wants to look at the neshamas. Kvar b'yanu ki ha'peres ayim shal neshamas ha'prochus me'ilam neshakadosh baruch hu. Fruits, it doesn't just refer to fruits or parnasa for another shir, for another time. Fruits refer to the neshamas. Ve'olam nidon me'yom zeh ala toro shenitzu shebitlu atzlam yonam. Shalom b'shlim b'torah mitzvah koroi. Kadosh baruch hu looks at the neshamas and says, what'd you do this year? How's your past year? And he looks at our bittul Torah. And he looks to see how we did. It's brought down that by Rav Baruch of Mezhbish, who was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, who said, "Shu misyar mishruas yoyseh Rosh Hashanah." He was scared of Shavuos more than Rosh Hashanah. Keep Rosh Hashanah. Keep Mishra Dina on Gashmius. Rosh Hashanah Rodin is on the Gashmius, but on Shavuos by Atzeres Haper Seilon Neshamas Yisroel brought down by the Koinin over. Baruch of Mezhbish is more scared of Shavuos. Because it's a Yom HaDin on our Ruchnius. So that's a little bit more of a Yeridik, and that's not where I want to go. I want to go on the future. Instead of focusing on the past, focus on our future. Says the Heligas Vasemis, Sasemis and Tafresh Samach Aleph, and Sasemis Tafresh Samach Hey, the same Inyan. That Matan Torah, we're davening, the Rebbeinu Shem should give us a great Shavuos that it should propel us for the entire year in our Torah. B'chol chag Shavuos man matan Torah sinu. The kabbal b'nei Yisrael chelik haTorah ha'misachadesh ha'koyim yeshanom. Every year on Shavuos zman matan. It's a matana. The Torah is a matana. It gets renewed and reviewed and gifted to us once again. Ba'achakach melsin koyach alapoil ko echa b'mkoyim v'shaiso. Shavuos is the catapult for the rest of the year, says the Sfas Emes. It's the catapult for the rest of the year. It's the shoresh haTorah shekol haTorah. That what happens on Shavuos. When we act and when we do, when we daven, and then we commit ourselves to Torah on Shavuos, it has a great impression for the rest of the year. Everything for the rest of the year in our Torah, in our mitzvahs, in our learning, in our panimis, in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means our connection to every year, connection to our families, connection to every mitzvah, it starts, the headquarters of Shavuos. And Sasem says, Tavar Shalom, and hey, the Choshen V'Shan, Nekab Ko'ech, Misho B'chag Zeh, Koma She'osim L'Hovin L'Chadish B'Torah. Anything we're about to do in Torah the rest of the year, the headquarters for that, the ability to do that comes from the Shavuos from before. This is the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. K'mol Rosh Hashanah Hu Yom Adin Al Kol Bari Olam Yichyam Yomas Chalil B'Gashmius. Just like every year on Rosh Hashanah, the Baruch Hu says, "Who's going to live? Who's going to die?" Chalil B'Gashmius. Kain Mechaga Chodesh Al Tzaret Zeh. Same thing on Shavuos. Hu Yom Adin Mikonei Parnasus V'Chilus HaNefesh. The bonus, it's a Yom Adin for your neshama. It's a Yom Adin for whom is in the Lima Torah Badas, but Slulu, Asugi Shmais, Aliba de Hilchaso. Who's able to learn Torah in a Barchavas Adas in a healthy and healthy way? Who's able to be able to understand Torah? Who's able to be able to be strong in their Torah? And then Rukh Zabosim says, Apeir Se'ilon, the same thing Rosh Hashanah, it says Zayin, where Apeir Se'ilon, the fruits of the tree refers to the neshamas of Klai Yisrael, the Nevesh Ruch Neshama. V'atzer is Doni Kol Echle Echle, the Eze Bechinez Yizke. And everyone's able to be able to daven and to be able to connect and to merit from Shavuos. Yom Zem is Sugil Ish Al Nilav Al Vakish Al Chayim Al Nafsho She Timotzei Chalke B'Tor Nechag Av Labesina. The Tzor HaChayim says every year it's got to daven from the bottom of their heart to daven that they should commit and their children should be committed and connected and inspired throughout the entire year. And I'll end off with this. The Sefer Sichas Barvos Hashem tells us an incredible Maisa, the Netziv. The Netziv would not give shir in Volozhin. He would not give shir unless he was crying his eyes out during the tefillah of Avarabba. Literally, that the Netziv sometimes would not give shir unless he cried that day in Avarabba. And the Chevra asked the new Rebbe why. He said, If I didn't cry during Avarabba, I don't have the ability to give shir. And the Chassidim is all brought up by all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and Avarabba and Shavuos is mamish, it's the highest point. It's not Keser, but it's mamish up there with Keser. It's the Ni'ilo. That take our time in our Avarabba and Shavuos. We're davening Avinu Avarachman, Abba, Daddy, Tati, Father. Help us connect. Help our kids connect. Help ourselves connect to our neshama every single minute throughout the year. That we feel connected and committed and inspired and committed to you, to Rabban Hashem. When it comes to Shavuos, I don't like to say Tolas Yaakov and the Rebbe Baruch HaMezhber says it to be careful for the Bet Torah for the past of the year. That's very past tense. It's not where I want to go. But for us to be able to daven with our hearts, like the Sfas Sema says, it's Mekoyach El Apoil, Mekoy Mebeshaitel gives the Koyach for the rest of the year. Meshaosu Lo'osu Lo'lvan Lo'chadish. And like the Yisvach says, Mekol Ani Parnes V'chiyos HaNefesh. Just like the Boshem gives Rosh Hashanah Chiyos for the rest of the entire year for Gashmis, he gives Chiyos for the rest of the year for our Neshama. And Naruka Sabosin told us that every kol echav echabat le'ezeh b'chinei yizke he's davening and that Surah Chayim levakash l'chanin to remember to daven on Shavuos, to learn on Shavuos, yes, but to make sure to daven. That's why my Rebbe Rav Simon Shlita says if you can't focus during davening, you shouldn't stay up all night, because the davening on Shavuos is super crucial, critical, important. The saying Chalkina B'Sar Secha that we daven to Rabbeinu Shlita, that Al-Shach HaKadosh says that we should connect it to our neshama, are connected to our chelek and Torah. And to really daven our hearts out. To daven our hearts, and we say, "Atavar chatanu mikol amim, ahavto sefer atzitz ibanu." Like the Halakha of Vilna Gaon says, "Atavar chatanu chadosh baruch hu shows us when on Pesach, ahavto sonu shavuos, and atzitz ibanu chadosh baruch hu took us back even after the Egel Azov. Ahavto sonu, that love. When does the Rebbeinu Shem show us his love? Is shavuos, right? Shalosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Ahavto sonu, to feel that love. The Rebbeinu Shem was showering us with love. We have to shower him back with that love. With the Torah. The Torah is the ring. Al tikir marosha ela meurusa. Do we want to keep it as an inheritance, or do we want to be engaged in it? Like Rav Gifter said, Rav Salvation, quoted Rav Gifter. We have to be connected to it, committed to it. We can't just use it as an Yerusha. We have to make it ours. And how do you make it ours? By davening. By being connected throughout the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shvizuch ba'ez Hashem to daven. From the bottom of our hearts, that we should be connected in a deep way to our Torah, to our mitzvahs. It shouldn't just be check, check, check. I did my daf, check, check, check. No. That my relationship with Hashem should be a deep one, a panimistika one, a real one, a sincere one, and that should penetrate the rest of our families and our friends. When we finally zoke to the ultimate revelation of Mashiach Sakenu, to be the ultimate, the last yontif and galus. Be'ez Hashem, the Mashiach, the Kingdom, and hear me, amen. Wishing everyone a beautiful Yom Tov.